Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hello, our D word is discovery and due diligence. Discovery. Another way I like to describe that is doing your homework. And some of you might have not been a fan of school, especially when you were in undergrad or maybe even in high school. Just weren't a fan of school, especially not homework. You probably did everything possible to avoid homework or do it at the last minute or rush through it. Well, those bad habits or that kind of mindset will not serve you well as an entrepreneur. As an entrepreneur, you've got to do your homework. You've got to do your due diligence. One of the things is when you talk to people, we say, the polite way we say it is trust but verify. Trust that people mean to tell you the truth, but sometimes their version of the truth might be skewed. Especially sometimes you might even go out there and interview people in the business or someone that's done something and they maybe want to paint just the rosy side, the bright side of the picture and not really give you the negative. Want to tell you how great things are, how great they're doing, how fast they started making money, and they sell you a great bill of goods. And maybe sometimes it's just that they've muted or immune to some of the negative side of things. So maybe they're not intentionally hiding it from you. And again, that's why we say trust that they mean to tell you the truth, but also go out there and verify. Look at the dollars and cents, look at the books, look at the statistics, look at a wide variety, a wide range. There could be just underlying mitigating factors why they have one experience and then you turn around and get into the same arena and for some reason it just flops. It's a disaster. And some of that is just because or could have been avoided because you didn't do your homework. Really do a thorough case study. Do market analysis. Check your competitors. Even work in that industry. Even if especially if you go in an industry you've never been into. I know people who like to, think that or look at, let's say, for example, a barbershop or a hair salon and think, oh, that looks easy and there's money coming in. It's just flowing. It's passing hands. Everybody has hair. So there's got to be a big market for this. So I'll just open it up and I'll have a set of booths and I won't cut hair. I won't do hair. I'll just be the manager. And when the money comes in, you know, I'll get paid because this is my business with my name on the front. How hard could that be? And you could talk to a half dozen hairdressers and hair salons and hair owners. And some of you will tell you, yes, it's great. A lot of freedom and the money comes in. But you could open yours at the wrong time, at the wrong place, with the wrong image, the wrong staff. And again, it could be a disaster. I myself, I'm going to give a personal testimony. I went into Airbnb and I did research. I stayed at several Airbnbs. I, you know, got to know the person that was renting it. I made note of the things that I liked and didn't like. I interviewed them to ask them about their experiences. And I listened very hard. That's part of the due diligence. Sometimes you're so excited and you want something to be true and you want something to work out. And so you're filtering out the negative. It's not going to happen to me. But the reality is really receive what could go wrong and what has gone wrong. And if you do question it and think that, oh, it's the exception, not the rule, then ask the right questions. Do a deep dive. Get to the root cause and understand it. But in my research of the Airbnb, stayed at several different ones, talked to different owners, got their perspective, looked at the market, read the articles, and then went into it with our eyes wide open. But there was a lot of homework that was done ahead of time. And you're still going to end up with some surprises. And that's what's so important. Try to eliminate the things that you can, because there's always going to be that one or two things that are going to blindside you. But if they could have been avoided, do your best to do your upfront homework. Be open to what you're going to see and what you hear. Don't think you know it all. Don't just look for the success stories. Don't just run after the person that's doing phenomenal. One of the things I see people do, this is in real estate. They hold these seminars and expos and summits and have big name speakers come and talk about real estate or talk about Airbnb or making, you know, $1 million, you know, overnight, just phenomenal success. But the irony is that the people that are oftentimes talking to you and going to give you this wonderful advice, that this whole room, look around you, this room could be filled with hundreds and maybe 1,000 people. They're going to tell you this insider secret, and each and every one of you are walk away, or even you're there because you think that you're going to make the same exact amount of money that the person on the stage is making, when in fact, the person on stage is also making a large amount of their money because you bought very expensive tickets to come see them talk, not just making money in their industry. So that is kind of the double-edged sword. So just be aware that if it's too good to be true, double down and do some extra homework. Anything worth having is going to take a little bit of effort. There's going to be some unexpected, but be ready to have thick skin and see it through. Just because you get a little bit of bad news or deterrent or things aren't all rosy, that doesn't mean anyone's trying to deter you from pursuing what's in your heart and what is your passion. So do your homework and let's keep going full steam ahead. Stay tuned for our next episode of Entrepreneurship A to Z. I'm Jacqueline Sanders Blackman. Bye for now.